Well, the very first pitch of summer event is coming up on June 8th. It features 1,000 Cleveland youth and community members who will be involved in this first pitch, which will start at League Park and make its way to Progressive Field. And here to help us shed some light on all of that is Rachel Stensbacher with the Greater Cleveland Sports Commission. Rachel, thank you so much for the time today. How are you?
Oh, sure thing, Andy. So glad to be here. I am doing great. We are so excited about this event and appreciate your bringing it to the attention of all of your listeners.
Well, let's start with the basic first pitch idea on the premise here, right? So it's the first pitch of summer on June 8th. We mentioned 1,000 Cleveland youth and community members are all involved in throwing out a first pitch that essentially starts at League Park, and somehow, some way, it has to make its way over to Progressive Field. So how is this all going to work?
Sure. So, you know, we're gearing up for a really exciting summer of baseball in Cleveland. And we, at the Sports Commission, along with all of our community partners, wanted to figure out a way to invite the community to really celebrate the fact that Cleveland has such an exciting summer upon us. And so the first pitch of summer, which is presented by KeyBank and Progressive, is a really great event. It's an event that, to my knowledge, has never been done in Cleveland before. We are starting with a block party at League Park. It's intended to be a celebration of Cleveland's baseball heritage. It's free and open to the public. It'll run from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on June 8th. And we hope that the community will come out and support that event. There'll be community resources and food trucks and baseball-themed activities and mascots and, you know, dancing and just all kinds of inflatables, you know, all kinds of really cool stuff. And then it gets a little tricky for us. We're going to be transporting, like you said, 1,000 people from League Park to three different locations along the pitch relay route. They're called bases, first, second, and third base. And then from the bases, our volunteers and participants will spread out along the pitch route. And once everyone's in place, we'll start the ball at League Park and we'll just toss it person to person to person the 3 miles between League Park and Progressive Field. Of course, it will have rolling street closures as we go, and so everyone will stay safe, and the city is very well aware of the event. And it really should be quite a spectacle, but also just a really fun, free activity for the whole family.
Wow. Okay. So you answered a lot of questions in there, but
it's a lot of info.
How did you guys carve out this path, and when exactly does the first pitch process begin?
Well, you know, in terms of carving out the path, you know, we wanted to create an opportunity. It's kind of part of our MO here at the Greater Cleveland Sports Commission to create opportunities for broader involvement outside of just the people that get to go to the sports events that we bring to town. And so the idea came up a while back, you know, of trying to figure out a way to make something fun and unique and different in Cleveland. And the idea of tossing that ball, I'm not even sure who came up with the original idea, but they did a similar event in Kansas City a few years back, and so we spoke to those folks, and they gave us some of their advice, and that really helped us, you know, figure out all the logistics. But we're working closely with the Cleveland Indians on this event, and so they're providing a lot of support, and then the ball that will be used along the first pitch route will actually be the first pitch at the Indians versus Yankees game later that afternoon. So, you know, we wanted to pick a weekend game, a day, you know, it's about a month before some of the big festivities here in Cleveland. And we just really wanted to, you know, use it as a way to showcase all the great fun baseball things that are happening this summer.
Rachel Stensbacher with the Greater Cleveland Sports Commission joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. We're talking about the first pitch of summer event on June 8th, where over 1,000 Cleveland youth and community members will help in throwing out the first pitch from League Park to Progressive Field. And, you know, you mentioned three adjectives in there: fun, unique, and different. And that certainly satisfies, I think, absolutely every way you could possibly attack this thing. And you mentioned that the Kansas City Royals had done something like this in the past. I'm just kind of curious as to how all of this came together, because there are so many moving pieces and parts here, and there are a lot of parties involved.
Yeah, you know, it's actually a pretty complicated event for us. You know, we're working with, as I mentioned, the Indians, Progressive, and KeyBank as our co-presenting partners. You know, they're very involved in the coordination of the event. The city of Cleveland is very involved, and then, as I mentioned, we've got the three bases. Cleveland State University is one of the bases. Jack Prince is another base. It's a business on Chester. And then the 3rd District Police Station is one of the bases. They are really integral in terms of helping us figure out the logistics here. So lots of different people at the table, many, many conversations. But it's finally all coming together, and it's going to be a really, really fantastic event.
Now, as I understand it, there are pre-registration processes, I think, that folks need to be aware of if they wish to be a part of the pitch relay process. What kinds of registration information should folks know about if they want to be a part of this?
Absolutely. So the festival at League Park is free and open to the public, and no registration is required. So if you just want to come out and celebrate Cleveland's baseball heritage and enjoy a fun day outside at one of the country's most historic ballparks, please join us on June 8th from 10 to 2 at League Park. If you want to be on the pitch relay route itself and be part of the first pitch, you should go to clevelandsports.org/first pitch. And you can, there's a link there where you can register. Everything is free, but we do need to know that you're coming. So we need to know your name, your email, your T-shirt size. And then we are asking folks to select a base. So let us know which of those three bases you would like to, operate from. And we will make sure to give you all the details in terms of parking and arrival and, all the logistics that way. One thing to keep in mind, all of the pitch relay participants will receive a T-shirt. They'll receive a ticket to a future Indians game, and they also will receive some resources along the route. So, for example, snacks and water and things along the route will make sure everybody stays comfortable and hydrated. So there are some really fun benefits to being part of that pitch relay.
Rachel, just out of curiosity, is it by luck or by chance that this game just happens to be against the hated New York Yankees?
I would say it was somewhat strategic, the stars aligned and it turned out. It's nice that it's a 4 o'clock game so that we've got plenty of time to get the ball there to the ballpark. And it's just a really big game, obviously, for the Indians and for the city. So it all just works out perfectly. It's going to be a really fun, busy baseball day in Cleveland on June 8th, that's for sure.
Busy for sure, because, as much as we talk about how we might not like the Yankees when the Yankees are in town, Progressive Field is usually loaded to the gills, and it's awfully difficult to get a ticket down there. But, I think this also does a number of different things. And you mentioned about how this is going to be such a fun, exciting summer with the All-Star Game and all the festivities that come along with it, being spotlighted in downtown Cleveland. But this does more than just spotlight what's happening at Progressive Field. Rachel, I think you'll agree that, League Park really is one of the hidden gems, right there at the Baseball Heritage Museum. It's a hidden gem in the city, and I think you'll agree, this event really helps to spotlight that area as well.
Oh, 100%. That's a huge reason why we're doing this. We do believe that League Park is a hidden gem in Cleveland, and, anyone who hasn't been out in the last few years, the city did some renovations there a couple years ago. The park is absolutely beautiful. And the space is just so historic, and you can feel the energy when you walk, when you walk onto the plaza there. So for anyone who's never been out there, or if you haven't been in a while, it's a really great opportunity to come and check it out. We're also going to be having a youth baseball clinic on the field at League Park that morning. So between 10 and 11:30, we'll have a youth baseball clinic on the field at League Park. And again, that information can be found on the website, clevelandsports.org/first pitch.
So there's a clinic, followed by a community-style festival, and then if you want to be involved in that first pitch that begins at League Park and eventually ends up at Progressive Field, you can pre-register for that as well. Sounds like it's going to be a very, very busy day, Rachel, but a very fun and a very rewarding one as well. So we appreciate you stopping by and talking to us about the event. We're excited about it. I'm really excited to see how this turns out because, as you mentioned earlier, this idea, very fun, unique, and different, and I can't wait to see how this turns out. Hopefully we get plenty of sunshine on June 8th. But again, that's the first pitch of summer, so the weather has to be good, correct?
That's right. That's our plan.
Good stuff. Well, Rachel, thank you again for your time. We appreciate you joining us. We look forward to speaking with you again soon.
My pleasure, Andy. Thank you.
Thank you again. That's Rachel Stensbacher with the Greater Cleveland Sports Commission talking to us about the first pitch of summer event, June 8th. 1,000 Cleveland youth and community members will be assisting in throwing out the first pitch from League Park to Progressive Field.